We're going to turn to the actual text now, to 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. If I were to give a title to this particular section, I think I might call it the Word of Life. The Word of Life. As we begin, I would like you, if you have your Bibles with you, to open with me to 1 John chapter 1, and I would like to read the passage together, and then we will begin to notice some of the things that are jumping out in this exciting passage that begins the epistle. And of course, we all know that the opening of a letter or the opening of an article or a newspaper article or all of those things are the most important because that grabs our attention and determines whether or not we're going to read it, put it down, save it for our files, or do it, and whatever you do with your newspaper, maybe even putting it in the bottom of your birth page, I don't know. But John has given us an exciting beginning here. And I read from 1 John chapter 1, beginning of verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it, and we testify to it. And we proclaim it to you, the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. There is a textual variant here. And that verse can be translated either we write this to make our joy complete, or we write this to make your joy complete. And I think that John may have had both in mind at this particular point. You see, John is an author who often uses words that have an indistinct meaning as far as being as specific as he could on purpose. So that word can be taken in more than one sense. And you see this time and time again, particularly in the Gospel of John, where he describes God as light. That's one of the ones that it can be light in two or three different senses. And we'll look at that as we look at the text when we come across here. Truth also has two or three nuances in the Gospel of John and in the epistles here and in the book of Revelation also for that same reason. And those nuances are something that we need to understand to find out what John is trying to tell us today. Because even though he wrote 2,000 years ago, or almost 2,000 years ago now, he still has relevance, as we said before, because the Bible is true for all cultures in all times and in all places. Let's begin to look at our text. In looking at this text, there are some things that jump out to me as a Christian. Things that I notice, and things that have been meaningful, I think, not only to myself in my own Christian experience, but to many others who have read this book for the first time using this new Christian. This is the key, that which was from the beginning. Now, the phraseology there is the Greek word arche, which simply means beginning. It can also mean ruler in some cases like that. But it is the same word that is used all the way back in Genesis 1-1 in the Greek translation of the first verse of Genesis in the beginning. And so John can be talking about the beginning problem in two senses, just consistent with his methodology here. First of all, he's talking about that which was from the beginning, in other words, the beginning of time. You remember parallel verses in the New Testament, and Paul makes this statement several times in Ephesians, Colossians, and other places. He makes the statement that Christ came or was willing to come to us before the world was created. And that would give the message a long-standing credibility, because one of the things in the ancient world that was important in determining truth was how long it had been around. As a matter of fact, the ancient Jews, they would argue the fact that their religion was the most right religion because it preceded the philosophers of Greece. And so they would argue on that basis, and being connected from the very beginning tells us something about God and how He works in our lives. God's not changing from the Old Testament to the New Testament, or did He change from the very time that He decided that He would provide salvation for sinful human beings? The message is the same. But not only can the message be looked at in terms of the beginning as far as creation, But in the context here, 1 John, probably the beginning of when the believer first heard it. And that's the second use of the beginning.